Hello and welcome to the best of the Pop Bars podcast, your number one destination for all the latest music news and all that's been good on the internet. I'm your host, James. Joining me as ever are the rest of the Pop Bars team. We've got Katie. Say hello, Katie.
Hi.
And we've got Woody. Say hello, Woody.
Hello.
Hello. Happy New Year, everybody. Can we say that first of all?
Yes.
What a lovely, lovely thing that is.
Let's hope it's a happy one.
I mean, it can't get any worse, surely. Surely. You'd think so, wouldn't you?
Well, I think it could, but I'm going to remain optimistic.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're always such an optimist.
Keep those thoughts to yourself.
Absolutely. Well, one of the shining lights of this year, guys, I don't know about you, has been the Pop Us podcast.
I mean, hasn't it just?
I have laughed and laughed and laughed.
Oh, it's really cured all our woes this year. Episode 25 this, by the way, guys. Congratulations. I feel like we're hitting milestones now. This is nice, isn't it?
So cute.
It's
I feel
cute.
Like an hour-long drama. We're like Grey's Anatomy.
we just hit. This is the season finale.
Yes.
Oh God, who's gonna die? Ooh. Oh no, it's all gonna go wrong.
Well, I know the results of the season. So.
Well, we'll get onto that later.
Yeah, we will.
The results are in. The votes have been counted. Someone will die. There'll be a bus crash at some point during this
episode. Someone will be thrown off the roof.
Stay tuned to find out who's carrying Woody's baby. It's all coming up on the Pop Bars podcast. No, what we thought we'd do as a nice little year end is we'd go through some of our favourite guests that we've chatted to, because we've had some amazing people in the studio throughout the year, haven't we? Any personal faves first off? Any personal faves? Maybe ones we're not about to play yet. Just any other extra faves you enjoyed.
We had a nice time with the Veronicas.
They were
we had a lovely time with the Veronicas. I absolutely loved Zara Larsson.
Oh, she was so fun, wasn't she?
I adore her.
Yeah, she's welcome back anytime.
I want to be her friend. I want to be her adopted son, perhaps. Even though I'm...
Give it time.
...considerably older than her.
Give it time. Why not? Why not? No, she was absolutely lovely. She was just in a couple of weeks ago. We've had so many guests in this year. We've been very, very lucky. But we're going to run through a few of our absolute favourite moments from the podcast this year with some of our biggest guests. So first up, the first moment we want to revisit, guys, is the Vamps. Okay.
Yay!
I mean, that's so much fun. It's so much fun, but I've said it once, I'll say it a million times. We were the supply teachers for the naughty class for the day, weren't we?
Imagine what their manager goes through every day.
I mean, bless
This
them.
Is it, basically, what you're about to hear.
It's just chaos. You cannot control these kids.
How do they get anything done?
I've no idea. It's utter nonsense. They've been up all night, no sleep. They're running on
sugar.
They've
had too much sugar.
That's it. Bless them. But anyway, we played a great game of Ooh Kazoo with them.
Yes.
They sort of worked out how to play the kazoo in the end, didn't they?
Was it
took them a while.
In the end?
It was our first game of Ooh Kazoo.
It was. It was the first ever game of Ooh Kazoo.
So it was a bit of a trial run anyway.
Yeah.
And then...
Yeah, they were very good at guessing. It must be said, as you'll hear, they kind of nailed this game once they figured out which end to blow in the kazoo.
There's a lot of synchronicity between the boys. They seem to understand each other and interpret what the other person is saying very easily.
Yeah, it's like Fight Club. They're all connected together.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? It's one big secret society when you're in the Vamps. All right, well, let's listen to that one first. Anyway, this is what happened when the Vamps played a little game of Ooh Kazoo. What's the title of the game, Woody? What's the title of the game?
Ooh Kazoo.
That's what it's called. It's called Ooh Kazoo. So as you can see here, I have the Pop Buzz branded kazoo. It's very well branded. And what we're going to do, we're going to look at you, Brad, as, you know, the lead singer here. What we'd like you to do is do a few songs on the kazoo, and we're going to get the boys to guess what you are kazooing. So
that's good.
I'm going to give this little secretive list to Katie over here. Katie, if you want to grab this, right?
You know,
with the Pop Buzz branded kazoo.
I've played kazoo in a long time.
Well, at least you know, you do know what to do, right? You know the system of the kazoo. Other end, mate, other end. That's a good start. There we go. Yeah, that'll do. There we go. Right, okay. So try that. If you don't know any of them, go to the bottom. But yes, I think song number one, let's try that. And boys, we're going to see if you can identify, all right? Here is kazoo number one.
So let's go.
Five stars. That's perfect.
That was good.
That's amazing.
We do this every day.
From the intro, this is tour bus banter. All right, Song number two, Brad. Song number two.
I'm going to struggle with that one because I don't know it too
You
much.
Go one to one at the bottom if you
I
want,
go,
mate.
Drake.
Extra point for the moves, I think. Extra point for the moves. All right, try number three for me, mate. Try number three.
I need Tris and Con to stand up for this one.
Oh.
Are we going to have to do a little
actions?
No.
Well, I need to see it anyway now. Right. Come on.
How good is that, Mark?
We guess.
Not just because he asked us to stand up.
It's good.
Closer. I mean,
that doesn't happen.
That's
a signature move.
You really are far too good at this game. This is a bit worrying now. Okay. All right. Number four, bro. Go with number four, mate.
No sleep. That's a feel.
It's our new single out now, babies.
Potential B-side, I think there. Potential B-side. Well done. I mean, 4 out of 4, and so speedily, and frankly, based off like one note. You guys are far too good at this. There we go. I'm impressed. Do you guys know how to play kazoo as well, I take it? I mean, it's not a hard skill.
We've dabbled with.
Let me see who's got the best noise. Come on, pass it down the line. Let's all share some spit.
This is basically a game of share the spit.
It is. Just give me a little bit more of the single. I want to hear your skills.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's good.
And we're passing it down the line.
There we go. Wait, what? Is it even coming out?
1, 2, 1, 2.
There we go.
I'm not.
Everyone's been on that. It's like,
yeah. Pass it down the line. Let's see. Come on. Show them how it's done.
You, James.
No.
It's just saliva everywhere. And no, it's just like.
James, I'll do not the other be end. Afraid. All right, do the other end. Go on. Nice.
Good. How'd you do it?
Aerosmith. It's like a hum motion.
It doesn't work, that one. It's gone.
it's gone.
Broken the pop buzz, Brandon, because all it took for the vamps in the studio for all of 10 minutes. Your stars, boys, as always. Thank lovely you. To see you. Lovely to see you. Single Thank is you. All night. Thank you can hear it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, the vamps.
Thank you.
The Bamps there. Always good boys, aren't
so
they?
Funny.
Always good boys.
Lovely boys.
Lovely boys.
I love those boys. Lovely.
I feel like we see them more than our own families sometimes. They're constantly in this building, aren't they?
I have seen the Vamps more than I've seen a couple of my friends this year, actually.
Definitely.
Well, they are your friends now. We're effectively in the Vamps. That's the way I look at it. We'll see them on tour at the O2. So, they were a lot of fun. Next up, this guy, we just love him so much. He's our favourite YouTuber in the world, obviously. It's Mr. Joe Sugg. Yes, he was in. So Joe came in a couple of times. He came in with Casper and we did a lot of fun stuff there. We got him down the line from America when they were still on tour and played a little Name That Fan Fiction with them. But then when he came in the second time, we played a brand new game with him that we like to call the Pop Buzz Confession Booth, which he clearly enjoyed so much. He's started doing it on his own YouTube channel, which is a compliment.
Interesting,
isn't it? Yeah. Imitation is the best form of
flattery.
Yeah.
Isn't
that
it?
Right?
I don't think we got that right at all.
I think that's roughly it. Yeah, no, it's nice. It's nice to see how much you've inspired his work.
Low-key, ours is better, so whatever.
we've inspired someone.
You know what? There's nothing, if nothing else, we like to inspire people, don't we?
Yeah, definitely.
We like to
inspire people. Just shows how influential this podcast has become, you know?
This is
exactly.
it.
Exactly. And the more confessions we can get out of everybody in the world, the better.
Yeah. Absolutely. And hopefully, by the time you're listening to this, our YouTube video will have as many views as his, but we'll see. So anyway, this is what happened when Joe Sugg came in and answered for all his sins in the Pop Buzz Confession Booth. All right, well, Joe, we're going to test out a brand new game for you today.
Okay,
that's
exciting.
All right. So this is a game we like to call the Pop Buzz Confession Booth. Now, what you're going to do is you're going to enter our literal Pop Buzz Confession Booth, and you are going to be asked a series of questions. You're just going to have to give us the honest answers that are deep within your heart. Does that sound okay?
Oh,
don't be too scared. It should be all right. As we enter now, the Pop Buzz Confession Booth. State your name, my child.
Joseph Sugg.
Joseph Sugg, when did you last come to confess?
I haven't ever.
Then you must have many, many sins need cleansing.
I'm burdened down.
Burdened down, weighed down with the sins of the world. Are you ready to be cleansed of your sins?
I'm ready.
Good, I shall pass you then over to my posse of priests, my priest posse, if you will. We have Father Woody and we have Sister Kate.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Good to see you. Why do we all presume that these people are old?
I don't know.
Very nice. Take it away. I will leave you to interrogate the subject.
What was your first email address?
Ooh, that's a very good question. My first email address was jackassjoe @hotmail.co.uk.
Wow.
A reference to the TV show?
Yes.
Right, okay, fair enough.
I used to think I was Johnny Knoxville.
Good. That's worth clarifying, isn't it? When you've got Jackass and email address, like, no, it is the TV show. It's okay.
Next question.
Okay.
What is your guilty pleasure song?
Ooh. I have like a whole a guilty like genre. Will that do?
Guilty.
The full playlist,
will that
please.
Do, sister. I'm really into 80s music.
Nice.
I was born in 1991, so I missed out on it. Mm. But I often play. I have an 80s playlist on my Spotify.
Any particular names you want to drop from that? Come on.
Spandau.
Yeah, bit of Spandau Ballet.
Duran Duran.
Duran Duran. Like all of them. Toto.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yes.
Toto Africa.
Oh,
big shout.
Toto Africa is my guilty pleasure song.
I don't think there should be anything guilty about that.
I know. It's motivational.
It's motivational.
It's a game changer.
Absolutely.
Okay, who was your first YouTube crush?
Ooh. Oh, first YouTube crush. I don't really have any. I've never really fancied any YouTubers.
He has sinned.
I don't know.
All right.
Just one of the American ones.
Okay,
prepare enough.
Prepare it for your next confession.
Yeah, nice and specific. Yeah. I like that. One of the American ones.
Okay, what is your biggest YouTube pet peeve?
When my biggest YouTube pet peeve is when people say, give this video a thumbs up, it really helps me out. It doesn't. Thumbs up, don't do anything.
Finally, someone admits it.
I'm pretty sure YouTube have told us, right, that thumbs up don't actually mean
I've
anything. It's just like a
that.
Visual thing. It's not. It doesn't help you out. I don't there think so anyway. Maybe I don't know if it does or not, but I'm pretty sure it doesn't help you out.
You heard it here first.
Because you don't look at a lot of likes and think, oh, it definitely must be good. Yeah. Like you go and
it's
click.
Like most viral videos that have like 40 million views that have like 2,000 or 3,000 likes. It's like, no, that didn't help them out. The views have helped them out.
That's true. Fair
okay.
point.
Okay, which YouTuber are you most jealous of?
I would have to say Zoella.
Oh! Now, just in general life or in the YouTube community?
She's just the better sug, you know? And that's not what my family said. That's not what my parents said.
That's somewhat heartbreaking. That really is.
My dad definitely didn't say that.
Heartbreaking revelations here.
I'm most proud of her as well. Oh, but she's just that level above, you know? She's next level. Don't know how she did it, but she's done it.
Someone to look up to, it's nice.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, what's the biggest lie you've ever told?
I'll always remember when I was in primary school, but it's not a big lie, but I smashed a pot. Like, our primary school used to rent stuff out from the local library, like pottery and stuff. Weird, I know.
Sorry, rent a pot?
Yeah, these are rent like artifacts and stuff from libraries.
Oh, I see. Oh, like legit historical pottery.
But
okay.
Bear in mind, I was at a tiny little like school, like, and it was just your standard school, but they used to just rent pottery out. And me and my friend at the time, still my friend, so I know I said it at the time, we're still friends. Me and my friend decided to play basketball in the corridor where this pot was, and I threw it and smashed the pot. And to this day, I don't think the teacher ever found out who it was. I lied.
Until now. Yeah.
Now we know.
Wow.
Yeah, sorry.
There it is.
Sorry, Mrs. Hollingsworth.
Okay.
Good to get off your chest. It's good.
We're going to step up a level now.
Okay.
When was the last time you pooped your pants?
God.
I need to know.
Do you know what? Genuinely,
we all need to know.
I have massive pride in this. It wasn't since I was like, I reckon 4 or 5.
Lies! 100%.
No. I remember because I had
this is raising more questions about Father Woody in the corner, I think, than anything else. Yeah. Lies! Everyone does it regularly.
He's like, lies, I was there when you last did it.
Watching, he's been watching. All right, I'll accept that answer.
I remember it was in my Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles pants.
Oh man.
It's like a boulder.
Look, that's a very visceral
You
imagery,
said it's a confessional.
A hero in a half shell right there. There he is.
Wow.
All right, a few more. Right. Come on, let's do it.
It's getting deep. Who is the worst dressed person in this room?
Oh, that's so bad.
I'll let you take a look at Woody.
Here Everyone's like pointing at each other.
I love that you immediately looked at like the three people who aren't on camera as well to just kind of say everything.
Do you know what I'm going to say myself?
Ah,
wait, I have a reason, because this T-shirt, and I told you this as well, didn't I, at the start of today, it was very, very creased. The creases have dropped out now, but it's just I haven't put a lint roller over, so I'm covered in like fluff. I'm just a mess, guys.
All right.
The correct answer was James.
All right, fair enough. Thanks, mate. Okay,
the most embarrassing thing in your web browser?
You can keep it clean. It's okay. You can keep it clean.
Most embarrassing thing. Ooh. I don't know.
My picture is it just going to be a history of all your own videos? Is this going
to
be it?
I wanted to say, like, my mate's channels. Can I say
fair
that?
Play. Yeah, no, that is no, that can be quite embarrassing, I suppose.
Everyone else's channel except for mine.
Which, yeah, yeah. It depends. You trolling them with comments. This is yeah. it. Secret usernames under there.
All right, who was the last person you unfollowed on social media?
Ooh. Oh, cool, blimey. I don't know. I go on sprees on my Instagram. I hate, because I have this thing where I can't go to sleep unless I've been from where I left off on my Instagram feed. I can't ever miss out on a picture.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, right, yeah.
So when I see people on Instagram that follow, like, thousands of people, I was thinking, why? How do you
what time do they go to bed?
Yeah,
yeah, like, absolutely.
What's the point? So I always have a little cull on Instagram. And I get rid of, like, I bulk get rid of people. And then I did it on Facebook as well. I got rid of a load of people on my Facebook.
It is the most satisfying thing.
The weird thing
though,
is, they re-add you. As if,
oh, really?
As if you've done it by accident. Oh, and it's like, no, I've got rid of you for a reason.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
I sound really harsh, don't I?
No. I maintain there is nothing more satisfying than a good Facebook call.
Oh, yeah.
You just feel cleansed afterwards. You really do.
I'm not sure if mine have ever added me back, though.
Everyone has me back, and they're like, hi, Joe, I just noticed that you've unfollowed me. Maybe it was a mistake. I was like, no, I genuinely have just got rid of you.
Oh, that's an awkward message to
receive. We had one maths class together in, like, year 9. Like, I don't actually know you as a person anymore.
That's fair.
Okay, have you ever sent a screen grab to the wrong person?
Yes,
because I've done this a few times.
Yeah, I have done that. A lot of the time. mainly, like, worse though, I've sent a lot of, like, texts to the wrong people.
Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, it's not.
Or screen grabs of a conversation you've had where you've been moaning about someone,
and then you sent it to that person.
On WhatsApp, I have to always double check. Even though I know it's in the right chat, I always then delete it, look and check the chat again, make sure it's the right chat, and then send it through.
Very safe.
Yeah.
Nice.
You've got to be safe.
Got to.
All right, one more. Let's have one
last
more,
question.
Shall we?
Last question. What was the last phone call you avoided?
Last phone call I avoided was from my mum.
No!
Oh, no!
I know, sorry, mum.
Why? Just busy? Just too busy?
It was a bad time. I'd just woken up. And I was like, I could accept this call, but then, like, she won't get any sense out of me because I'm still half asleep.
They always know, don't they, the parents? They always know if you've just woken up, no matter what time of day it is.
Like,
mum, don't call me before 4 p.m.
Absolutely. Come on. You get the drill. All right, I think you survived the confession booth. Well done, Joe. Well done.
Thank you very much.
You survived. Well done. Thank you so much for coming to see us. Busy time for you as well. You know, the book Username Regenerate is out now and on tour with Casper Lee from October in the UK.
Yes.
Lovely to see you. Come back and see us again. Thanks, Joe Sugg, everybody. Woo-hoo! There he is. Joe Sugg there. What a brilliant original idea. I'm very proud of that one. Very proud of that one. Well done for expanding upon that one, Joe. If there's any other content ideas you'd like, it's all fun. We are genuinely flattered. It's a nice thing. But yeah, we need to get more outfits next time, I think. We need to dress up as priests and nuns. Really, really
sexy
sell it.
Ones.
Sexy ones. I think that was implied already, Woody, wasn't it? All right, next up. Oh, we love this man so much. I think he's genuinely one of our best friends of the show, isn't he? We see him so much. Ollie Alexander from Years and Years. So we ran into him a couple of times this year, a couple of red carpets and stuff,
yes.
Which was very, very nice. But then he came in the studio to release Meteorite, and he was just so much fun, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was by far my favourite guest.
Oh, really?
I would have to agree.
You know, we're not supposed to have favourites, but...
Because the guests are very much like our children.
Yes.
That's the way
are,
I feel.
They
yes.
are.
But absolutely. There's something very special about Ollie.
He's just so lovely, isn't he? He's really, really fun. He's up for anything. And as you'll hear, he was playing a game of Welcome to the Comments section with us. And some of the comments under those Years and Years videos, my word, there is some filth in there, as you'll hear.
And only and half of hilarious. Them are written by me.
Absolutely. Only half. Yeah, no, it's nice to hear. So let's see how Ollie got on when he played a little game of Welcome to the Comments section.
We're going to play a little bit of a quick game with you, Ollie, if that's
I love
all
games.
Right. Good. Very exciting. So this is a game we like to call Welcome to the Comments section. So what we have in front of us, it's all positive. All positive. So what we have in front of us are genuine YouTube comments under different years and years videos.
Oh,
all
wow.
we have to do is tell us which video they're talking about.
Oh, this is going to be anxiety. Okay.
They're all nice. They're all nice.
So
I promise you, it's so nice. You're going to love it.
Good.
Yeah. We did check these first. It's okay. So, I mean, first off, this might be a fairly easy one. We'll see. This is from a user called Ryan Trimble. Oh. He writes, I just want to know where that girl got the umbrella from in the middle of an orgy. Now, which music video do we think that's from?
Well, he asks a very good question.
It's true.
I don't know the answer, but the video is Desire.
The video is very much Desire.
Very
it's very much Desire. Yeah, we're going to have to follow up on that and find out where the umbrella came from at some point. Yeah.
But it could be good, let's be honest. At an orgy.
It's a useful prop.
Very useful. It can keep away fluids.
Very true. Liquids. Very true. It's for shielding yourself, and what better place to shield yourself
exactly.
than an orgy?
Or if you're outside as well,
yeah.
and it's sunny, exactly. and you're never know. Shade.
Depends on the weather. Depends on the weather.
Exactly. Okay, next one is from Gizmo AP.
Great
Love
name.
Him.
Great
Love
name.
Him. This new Blair Witch movie looks really good.
Ooh. I'm going to say Take Shelter.
Correct.
Yes.
Dead on.
I do love the Blair Witch, so.
No, very nice. Clear influence
they
there.
They picked that up on that reference.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Okay, I've got one from JB Meatball.
Again, ooh. Fantastic names. Fantastic name.
My parents walked in and I switched to porn because it was easier to explain. Which one, Ollie? Which one?
Oh, my goodness. What's his name? JB Meatball.
Yes. JB Meatball.
He's my hero at this point.
Wild. Truly wild.
I'm going to go with Worship.
Yeah. Dead on. Very good. Well very good. Nicely identified.
I'm quite proud of that.
That's good.
All right. Areeb Rafiq. He's got a little something to say. When I first heard this song, I thought it was sung by Ollie Mears.
Oh. I mean, that's not really related to a video, so I'm not sure I can answer that.
Nice boy. Very nice boy that he is.
It's yeah. King.
Nope.
Oh. What was it?
Wrong. It was Shine.
Shine.
It's fair enough. It's a fair
that
enough stab in the dark.
That could never be sung by Ollie Mears.
There's only one
could.
Ollie.
Who knows?
There's only one suitable for that.
Okay, last one from Joe Lills. Who thinks this video is gay?
Oh my God, those are my favourite. I don't really read the comments anymore because they're too scary, but those are my favourite ones, and they're like, why is this gay? Or like, is this gay? Like, when we used to, for our first video, in fact, it might be from Real, maybe? I don't know, because when we made Real, we used to read the comments, and there were loads of people being like, I don't get it. Did he just turn everyone in the club gay? I was like, yes.
As if
yes,
by magic.
That's literally what I'm doing, person by person, with every YouTube music video.
So are you going with Real?
Yeah, is it Real? Is it Worship?
Nah.
Is it Zion?
Yeah!
They're all really gay!
Go for them all! Very well done. We'll count that as a win. We'll count that as a win for you. It's been an absolute pleasure having you in. It really has.
So
Meteorite is out now. We love it. Genuinely.
Yeah,
what
huge.
A big disco banger.
Disco
it's amazing.
Vibes.
You can hear it on Pop Buzz Radio now. It's out and available to buy. Quickly before you go, new album, right? Next year, we're thinking?
Next year?
Okay.
Year.
Any kind Please. Of timeline on that?
Next year.
Next year. All right, we'll go in next year. It's been wonderful. Ollie Alexander,
Thank
everybody.
You so
there
much.
Thank you.
Next up on our Best of Pop Buzz guests, it is Hayley Kiyoko. She was so great, wasn't she?
Yeah.
She was so great. We chatted to her down the line from Los Angeles. She was very, very nice to call in to us. I love Hayley Kiyoko, don't you?
I love her very much.
I know. We're just all big fans. That EP
I love
is fantastic.
Talking to her.
You're talking to her.
down the line on FaceTime.
You do an incredible impression of Hayley Kiyoko. I have heard this.
Hayley Kiyoko.
Oh, here she is.
Oh, hello. Hello,
famous Yorkshire-based singer Hayley Kiyoko has just joined us in the studio. Give it up!
I'm here to promote my new EP, Citrine.
Oh, wonderful. Hayley, what would you say was your favourite track on the Citrine EP?
Oh, I love Pretty Girls.
Good tune.
Pretty Girls is my favourite.
Absolutely.
But Gravel to Tempo is also very nice.
You know what I like about you, Hayley, is you actually have managed to maintain this sort of transatlantic accent all the time, but obviously your speaking voice, you are from rural Yorkshire. I hadn't realised that.
Oh, yes, love. You can't shake the Yorkshire out of you once you go to LA. It's actually helping with my career.
So was Gravel to Tempo actually originally a mining anthem? Is that the way...
It's about going into mine.
Right.
And making a song.
Right, right.
Yes.
Sorry, making a song while you're in the mine.
Yes. It was inspired
by Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Is that where it came from?
That's right.
Really?
That's right, love.
Right. So, Hayley, you used to go into the mine as a child, perhaps with a canary, and write a song down there.
Oh, yes. It's a very good song. I'm glad you like it.
All right. Well, Hayley, it's lovely to have you back here. We're going to hear when you were last in the studio and you played a little game of Would You Rather with us.
I like that game.
It was fun, wasn't it?
It was a great game.
It was fun.
Bag of snakes or something.
Yeah, there was something about that. Donald Trump or a bag of snakes.
Oh, yeah, that one.
That was a good one, wasn't it?
Oh, my God, this is taking a turn.
So, Hayley, do you want to introduce you playing Would You Rather with us in the studio? On you go.
Hello, love. This is Hayley Kiyoko on the Pop Buzz podcast playing a game. What was the game?
It was Would You Rather.
I wrote the game.
Here she is. This is Hayley Kiyoko on the Pop Buzz podcast. Now, Hayley, we're going to play a little game with you, if that's all right. You ready for this one?
I love games.
Good. Well, strap in. Here we go. We're going to play a quick game of Would You Rather. Woody has in front of him various Would You Rather questions. We're going to see how many you can get through in 30 seconds, all right?
All right. Ready.
I'm going to put 30 seconds on the clock. All right, Woody, when you're ready, 3, 2, 1, off you go.
Would you rather be slapped by a badger or bitten by a pigeon?
Bitten by a pigeon.
Would you rather vote for Donald Trump or a bag of snakes?
Bag of snakes, and I hate snakes.
Bacon lips or spaghetti hair?
Spaghetti hair.
Would you rather dress like Cher or Dolly Parton for a whole year?
Cher.
Ooh. Grow a third arm or grow a third leg?
A third arm.
And that's time. And that's time.
Oh, no, that's
just
it.
Under that's the wire.
Gosh, I was so slow.
Like five.
I felt like I was doing my finals. I was like, A, B, or C.
You were being concise with your answers. It was good. Yeah. You were thinking it through. These are important life questions right here. We respect it. I also love the fact that you hate snakes as much as I do, but still preferable to Trump. I respect that a great deal.
Absolutely. I mean, snakes are my worst nightmare, so, you know.
Well, at least they're in a bag in that question. It's a bag full. Just don't open the bag.
That's true.
Just do not open the bag. Hayley, it has been an absolute pleasure. The single, as we said, is Gravel to Tempo. You can hear on Pop Buzz Radio. It is out now. And then the EP, Citrine, is out on 30th of September. Hayley, it's been a delight. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys so much. And thanks for supporting my music, as always. So
not
I hope you guys have a great day.
We will do. You too. Hayley Kiyoko, everybody. There she is. Lovely Hayley Kiyoko there, wasn't she fun?
Always a good laugh.
EP is fantastic.
Yeah, and I would just like to apologise to Hayley Kiyoko.
I think she'll take that well.
The people of Yorkshire.
Mainly the people of Yorkshire.
Yeah, I think as we've just heard, she's got a very good sense of humour, but you might want to apologise for what was frankly cultural appropriation, what you just did there.
I just love that accent.
You're incorrigible. One more guest we're going to revisit now. It's, of course, we had to do it. It was our biggest interview of the year by a mile, most listened to episode of the year by a mile. Brendan Urie from Panic! At the Disco.
Yes.
Oi, oi.
Very, very fun. Went and hung out with him backstage, Alexandra Palace, before the big Panic! Gigs. And among many other things, we played a little game of Welcome to the Comments section, which was hilarious. And what's really sweet, actually, I saw on the... We put the video up on YouTube if you want to go and watch that. With the full interview and everything. I've seen a couple of comments underneath that YouTube video of people
that just happen to watch the interview and their comment gets read out. It's really cute.
Oh,
yeah, yeah,
really?
Yeah. Like in the comment section, they're just like, oh my God, I can't believe this has happened. So you'll hear it in a second.
Yes.
There's a girl called Phoebe who said something about in the Emperor's New Clothes video, he looks like their teacher, like when he's a demon and stuff. And she's just going nuts in the comment. It's really, really sweet and really funny.
That's sweet.
So yeah, shout out to Phoebe and shout out to all those commenters there. But yeah, it was really, really funny. It's a great chat. You can go back and listen to the whole interview, obviously, on a previous episode. But for now, here is Brendan Urie playing Welcome to the Comments Section. So as you may have noticed, it's a bit of a Panic of the Disco special here. We've been chatting to Brendan Urie. I also played this game with Brendan backstage this weekend, all right?
Fancy.
So I've got a load of YouTube comments here, real YouTube comments. All you guys have to do is tell me which Panic at the Disco video they were under, and then we'll see if your answers match up with Brendan's as well, all right?
Okay.
Want to see how we do this?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, everybody clear?
Do we need buzzers for this?
Do you want the same yelps you used earlier, or would you like new ones? Woody, just because you said that, I'm going to make you do a new one, right?
Oh,
Woody,
God.
When I come to you for an answer, your buzzer will be...
Oh.
Dear Lord. It's like the worst improv night you could ever attend. Just give me a suggestion. Oh, good. That'll work. Katie, when I come to you for an answer, you'll make the noise.
Thanks, Obama.
There we go. There we go.
That's a buzzer.
So, it's topical. It's punchy. I like it. Okay, all right. So this is comment number one, all right? This is from a YouTube user named Phoebe. She wrote, Don, he looks like my teacher. Awesome. Don, he looks like my teacher. Awesome. Woody's in with a buzz. What's your thoughts?
Is it girls, girls, boys?
It's not girls, girls, boys. You'll remember he is naked in the video for girls, girls, boys. So you think that this girl, Phoebe, thought that he looked like her teacher because he was naked? Is that what you're saying here?
I've heard things about Phoebe.
Mate, we've all heard things about Phoebe, but most of them are nice, am I right? There we go. That's all bases covered, right? That's all bases covered. I'm afraid it's incorrect. Katie, do you want to have a little guess?
A big guess.
Go on.
Okay.
Come on, Katie. Name one Panic at the Disco song.
Come on, any. There's so many videos.
What's your favourite?
I'm going to have to pass.
Oh, she's going to have to pass. What a shame. All right. Well, let's have a little listen. Let's see what Brendan said anyway to this one. Let's have a little listen.
I don't think I could ever look like a scholar. Maybe... Not This Is Gospel. It's not This Is Gospel, right?
It's not This Is Gospel.
9 in the afternoon?
I'm afraid it was Emperor's New Clothes, which sounds really weird.
Your teacher's a demon.
Your teacher is a legit demon, Phoebe.
Oh, I see. Maybe for the second I'm in the white shirt with the tie. Okay.
Okay, maybe at the very beginning. Okay. We'll go. I prefer the demon angle.
I like that.
There you go. It was Emperor's New Clothes, guys.
Oh,
Emperor's New Clothes.
Thing.
The devil demon one.
I thought
one.
About it and I thought, oh no, it doesn't make sense.
I know, it doesn't. Well, funnily
when
enough.
When does anything make sense?
Not every YouTube comment makes sense. That's what we've discovered through this game. All right, no points there with anyone there. Never mind, never mind. Oh. All right, well, this is comment number two, all right? This is from a user called Whispering Donut. And by the way, what a name.
Wow.
What a name.
Incredible.
Whispering Donut. How does a donut whisper?
And what does it whisper?
What secrets does that donut have to tell?
I'm filled with jam.
Nice. It's hidden. It's a hidden jam component. It's secretive until you bite in. Okay. Here is the quote. Here is the quote. See what video this is under. So I thought it was sweating balls under desert skies this whole time, laughing my ass off.
What?
So I thought it was sweating balls under desert skies this whole time, laughing my ass off.
That.
Any takers?
Oh my.
Any sweaty, sweaty takers? No?
No, that doesn't make any sense to me.
You're right, it doesn't make any sense. Let's see what Brendan thought of it, shall we?
Yeah, LA Devotee.
Absolutely.
I still hear that when I sing Swimming Pools live.
Swimming pools!
I mean, it's sweaty balls, really.
Change it tonight. Do
sweaty
it.
Balls on a desert!
Can you change it tonight and we'll just see if anyone notices?
Oh,
the best
man.
Thing.
I did it once for real because some girl had held up a sign in the front that just said sweaty balls, ? And I was like, yes, sweaty balls. So
sweaty
I sang
balls
it once.
For you.
Just
sweaty
for you,
balls.
Darling.
Of course it's LA Devotee. It's LA Devotee, you see. Swimming pools sounds like sweating balls, apparently. I mean, at least in this person's head. Sorry, Whispering Donut.
Okay.
Don't quite understand what you're going for there. But
I
there
didn't
we go.
Understand the whispers.
It's true.
Time.
Whispers on the wind. Right. Here is comment number three. This is from a user called Cassandra. Whoa! There goes my ovaries. Lady boner. Schwing!
Thanks, Obama.
That was a great little double bill. I'm going to give this to Katie anyway. Katie, you just come
I'm
going to
go with the one Woody said earlier because he's naked. Girls, girls, boys.
Let's see what Brendan thought, shall we?
Go my ovaries?
Lady boner.
Lady boner. Girls, girls, boys.
Of course it's okay. Girls, girls, okay. Boys. Of course it is.
I was thinking, where am I more naked?
You're both right. You're Yay! Both right. Of course it was girls, girls, boys. Little bit of nudity. Schwing. There goes my ovaries. My word. All right, last one. Here we go. Last one. This is from a user called, I think it's pronounced Mania. I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing that wrong, all right? But this is comment number four. This is the real American Horror Story Freak Show. This is the real American Horror Story Freak Show.
Well, I thought that would have been the devil.
Yeah,
one.
I would have thought that would have been Emperor's New Clothes.
Have a guess, have a guess. Woody has just murdered a small sheep to signify that he is ready with an answer. What are you going with?
Is it 9 in the afternoon?
Just
it's the only one I could remember right now.
It's not. Katie, would you like to make up an answer?
No.
No. All right, fair enough.
I do not know.
Let's see if Brandon can get it. Let's have a listen.
Oh, is that also Emperor's New Clothes? No.
No, it's not.
American Horror Story.
I see you're thinking, but it's not.
Don't threaten me with a good time. No.
Very good guess. It's actually I Write Sins.
Okay.
I guess it's the outfit.
I guess I could see that. Yeah. It's a little freak show, circusy. Yeah, okay.
Little ringleader.
I should have got that. Wow, I'm terrible at this game. You guys are great.
Nope. He couldn't get it either. It was, of course, I Write Sins, Not Tragedies. He's dressed as a circus ringleader. It's the freak show kind of vibe. It's, you know, the whip and the top hat.
I mean,
and all
it's
that
a reach,
stuff.
Isn't it?
It's a bit of a
reach.
They
should have clarified which season they meant,
they
quite
did.
Frankly.
No, they did.
It was freak show, Woody. You weren't listening.
Show.
But it's okay. That's okay, mate. That's
okay,
all right.
Well, I'm going to go back to bed now.
Good boy. But there you go. You guys did as terribly as Brendan Urie did anyway. So that's absolutely fine. It all works out well. If he can't get it right, you can't get it right. And Brendan Urie, there he is! There he is! What a great guest he was. What a great guest. Man, we've had so many good guests this year. Yeah. We really could have. I mean, that's a great little mix of five acts there, but God, we could have included
Little
so many
Mix.
More. Little Mix was so fun!
Yeah.
Little Mix on the red carpet, they were always great fun. We had Blink 182, we had the Veronicas. God, we had Dua Lipa in Twice. We've had loads of great people throughout the year. No, it's been really, really fun. If you want to hear any of the full interviews, by the way, they're all still up on SoundCloud and iTunes, obviously. Go back, have a little listen. But that is our last episode of 2016, guys.
Damn.
Man,
Can
it's been emotional.
It?
Yeah, it's been emotional,
it's
hasn't
been
it?
It's been crazy.
Yeah, so we're going to be back in 2017, obviously. What improvements should we be making, guys? Woody, I'm going to come to you first. Anything you want to see changed next year?
I think we should have Woody's Corner.
Okay.
You know what? Okay, what's this going to consist of then? Woody's Corner, go on.
It just consists of me giving my views and opinions. Unfiltered.
Okay. As if we don't get them anyway.
Okay.
No, right. I don't know. Tell us.
I've no idea. When you said Woody's Corner, I was imagining we were finally going to get the debut of DJ Flat White, Woodrow White himself.
Yeah, that was a thing. Wasn't
I thought
it?
You were going to come out. That was one of the ideas left on the drawing
no,
board.
No, I wanted to do my own star sign horoscope.
Oh
section.
God, you were going to be a little Mystic Meg figure.
I have this alter ego called Mystic Martinez.
Yes,
Melanie Martinez's great aunt, who set up a school in.
God, you've gone full
where?
Backstory.
She's Salem.
Yeah.
And basically to teach people how to, you know.
Right.
Predict the future and stuff. And anyway, she fell by the wayside. The university crumbled. But now she's starting her own business doing one-on-ones.
Lovely.
And
okay.
So I would like to do that next year.
That sounds fun. We'll maybe explore that. Katie, anything?
I've got the wig and everything.
Oh, that would be great for an audio podcast. Katie, any particular ideas you want to throw in the mix? What would you like to be doing on the Pop Buzz podcast in 2017?
I just want prizes for when I win.
Oh, that's true. Oh, so I should say this now. We should address this.
That was.
We should address
hint.
This. So obviously, there's been the competitions going through the series, and we've had episode winners throughout. I can reveal that with a score of 9-4, the winner of 2016 is Katie. by, that's a significant Yay! Margin, mate. That is a significant, that's a significant
clap yourself.
Margin.
Clap yourself.
That is a big old margin,
mate. I'm sorry, mate. There is clearly some bias going
There's
on
not.
Here.
Is there, though? I mean...
Yeah, you gave the wrong decision consistently.
What, nine times?
Yes, consistently nine times.
There
wrong.
Was a draw episode as well.
There
episode
was.
20, there was a draw.
Yeah, don't pity me.
I'm just saying.
I'm just...
giving you some charity.
The ones you did win were very good.
The others, terrible.
Terrible.
You were a disgrace.
An abomination.
Well then, mate, the slate gets wiped clean in 2017. You know, it's all to play for. All Who knows? Just bring your A game. Stop. Actually, that's my main piece of advice for you, Woody. If you want to keep winning episodes, when you lose a round, don't insult me immediately. Maybe it'll make me more inclined to give you future points. Just a thought.
Maybe you should be more impartial. How about that?
Stop referencing Denise Welsh as well.
Yeah, Denise Welsh, as much as we love her, she does get mentioned. And Lady Gaga, that's your two, all right?
They've that's been blacklisted.
Two. Stop monologuing about the benefits of listening to Joanne and stop plugging your
Trying
Twitter love affair
friends.
With Denise Welsh.
I can't help who I am.
Okay, if you
like, how dare you?
I'm just being me, guys. He's just being Miley. It's fine.
Just being Joanne.
It's very true. Well, look, it's been real. We will be back in early 2017 with more episodes of the Pop Buzz podcast. I'm no doubt with... Oh, that's what I'll ask as well, actually, before we go. Who's your dream guest of 2017?
Oh,
who would your
Gaga.
Dream guest be? Don't go obvious. We know it's probably going to be Gaga for you, but who's think outside the box. Who would be your absolute dream? And try and maybe have like a weird one if you want. But I'm trying to think who we could reasonably get.
I would love to have Joanne the Scammer.
Ooh,
that would be.
Well, hopefully she'll be in the UK at some point.
Hopefully, I mean, Joanne, please. Please come and scam me.
Well, either if she's in the UK, great. If not, we could do the old down-the-line thing like we did with Hayley Kiyoko and Joe and Casper in the States.
Yeah,
we could try.
So, Joanne,
if anyone's got a number, let us know.
Let me know. That or Halsey. It's about time we met Halsey, isn't it?
New album next year, right?
Yeah,
she'll be on the
promo
trail. That'd be nice.
I want to see her.
Yeah?
I have things to talk about.
Absolutely. Katie, how about you? Any preferences?
Well, seeing as I wasn't here when Troy came in that time,
yeah.
I want Troy back and Melanie.
Yeah.
Melanie Martinez.
It's a shame we weren't doing the podcast when they were in. There's videos up on YouTube when we met Melanie and Troy. They were great fun, but it would have been nice to get them in the studio, wouldn't it?
I want them in, and also Nicole Kidman.
Just always Nicole Kidman.
Every week.
Fair enough. It'd be nice if she was like a celeb in residence.
Yeah.
I could take that. That'd be fun, wouldn't it?
Oh, let's make that happen.
My money's on Hayley Williams. I want her in. New
oh
Paramore album.
Oh my
god, I didn't forget that.
New Paramore album coming.
Yes.
Let's get her and Taylor in the studio. That's what I want. She follows us on Twitter. She likes us. Come on.
I mean, come on.
Come on,
Hayley. Do it for Pop
Hayley,
Buzz.
If you're listening, and I'm sure you are welcome anytime.
We
come
sound
on
so
in.
Thirsty right now, don't we?
I don't care.
Please visit me.
Don't ask you don't Please. Get, my friend. Don't ask you don't get. But no, that's it for 2016. Thank you very much for listening. Please come back and see us next year. And remember, you can go back and listen to all the previous episodes and the full interviews with all those guests on SoundCloud, on iTunes, on Audioboom, all the places you find good podcasts. But until then, it's goodbye from Katie.
Bye.
It's goodbye from Woody.
Ciao, Bambino.
And it's goodbye from me. We'll see you next year.